Welcome to the Fit and Faith podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. All right, I'm going to help you do a quick branding audit of your business. So often we think that brand is just about color palette or perhaps logo, but that's only one element of your brand. That's just the visual identity of who you are. But even the visual identity, especially in today's virtual world, are there so many additional elements that you've got to get right. You've got to get succinct. And of course, as I always say, it's a becoming process. You evolve with your brand, right? But at the end of the day, you're still going back to the bare bones. You're still going back to the basics. Even in the evolution, the basics are so critical. That's your why, right? Your why doesn't necessarily change even as you evolve. There might be more pieces to it, but ultimately we could strip it back down to the premise of maybe a rooted system, maybe a rooted belief, maybe a rooted value or underneath your belief system. So we're going to talk about an example. Of course, Christianity, through the lens of God, through the lens of the Bible, as well as taking it to the basics of branding in somebody like Nike or Apple, or we're going to use Chick-fil-A, has a kind of a premise of both and it's connected. But as I say those things, you immediately have something that comes to mind. Whether it's the brand identity or brand awareness or virtual experience or visible experience or any of these things, when I say Christianity. So I thought of a cross right out the gate. I then thought of the Jesus fish, right, that everybody had sealed on the back of their car. You might think just of the Bible. You might think of a rosary. You might think of Jesus's face in and of itself. Right? And so Christianity has evolved from a root why into all of these visual explanations of who or how or what. And so it's the same thing with Chick-fil-A or Apple or Nike, right? You get the swoosh, literally the way that that was created because they said when you're running, that sound is whoosh. And so the swoosh came about. Right? Chick-fil-A obviously has the C and the chicken and it's red. And so people come to know and like and trust and can get behind that brand, just like Apple, simple Apple sign with a little bit of the Mac creation in the Apple. You're never going to forget it. So Steve Jobs, Dan, I can't think of his name from Chick-fil-A. They've done a really phenomenal job in this, but are you as a small business owner thinking that big? Because you should be. Just because you might not out the gate think you're Nike, or maybe you have the hope and the dream to be just that big, you've got to start. And you've got to start somewhere with a solid foundation in order to build that representation. So let's talk about it, right? Branding message, so important. This is beyond what you see. It is what you feel when you read, when you hear. And so it goes a level deeper than what most people say, like, hey, let's come up with a branding package for you. Here's your logo. Here's your colors. Here's your type font face, right? There's so much more. What is it saying? And so to me, I think copy is one of the most critical parts of creating a brand. Because if I don't sound like what you read, there is a incongruency, and therefore that know, like, and trust that we hear about all the time, it starts to create a sense of unawareness and a lack of credibility. So even something simple like, hey friend, how's it going? Do I say that when I see you? Hey friend, I actually do. Or hey girl, or gosh, I'm trying to think of something relatable that people say all the time now. Or peace out. Right? If I don't throw a peace sign and say peace out on the regular and I'm putting that because it's trendy or it's popular, I am not me. And so when someone is reading, whether it's a blog, whether it's a Facebook post, whether it's an Instagram post, whether it's a digital marketing copy on something that I'm making, like visual, you need to know that the words, the message, and the mantra are all being tied back to that root why, because that again is the immersion of who you are when it comes to the forward-facing experience of your brand. Somebody said it this way, that if you walk out of the room, your brand is what lingers. It's what people say when you're outside of the room. Not necessarily how I show up, right? It's not necessarily what they're reading on my website, because that's only one frame, that's only one lens of my brand. And so when we are creating anything as a team, we're constantly thinking about not only the root why, but more so importantly, what is the receipt of the thing that's going out into the public? Whether it's a reel, whether it's a TikTok video, does this connect with one, who I am, who I'm called to be, and two, what I want people to feel when they leave? Because we know, as Maya Angelou said, and I'm totally gonna say this wrong, but it's not about what you say or what you do, it's about how you make them feel that they'll never forget. I probably said that out of the way, but that's ultimately what it is. How is your brand evoking emotion? Okay, so making sure you're really on par with that. So we've got your visual identity, we've got your verbal identity, not just with how they're receiving copy, which is your messaging, but also how are you speaking, making sure that there's a parallel between the two. So if you're like, I don't really know what to say, how do I create this website, all of these words, I would really encourage you to sit down with a copywriting expert and just start talking. Share your heart about the vision, share your heart about the program, share your heart about why coaching, give the back story to all of it. So I just did this, and we did it through email marketing. Your email marketing is just as critical as your website. So really, really, really paying attention to every piece and component of your business and how they all work together. So in the welcome sequence, I am sharing all the backstory of my why, so people can come into community with me with a clear understanding of what it is that I do, and more so importantly, why I do it. So you think of two things. You think of the value of your identity, and then you also think of the virtual experience of your identity. So the value will come in how are people receiving, and are they getting something good? Hopefully you're not creating something that you don't intend for there to be good valuation, but also understanding that in that value of delivery is all you, also the finances, right? It's also the piece of valuation exchange. As you give, you will receive. Biblically, it's the same understanding. I'm so grateful for that expression. And even in Chick-fil-A, even in Mac, they could not have established this sense of clarity in who they are from a messaging perspective if their product wasn't good, if how they were receiving or serving was not to the highest caliber. And that's how they've premised their entire being. And it's the same as you as a business owner. You think small business, but it's really big business dreaming from a small seed starting. It's a small mustard seed of faith, right? To get that Nike swoosh to what it is today with global recognition on every single athlete, right? If this is where you are and you're starting, you're like, I just want to affect my family or my church community. That too is such a gift, but you can't recognize, even with your minuscule perspective, how your messaging, how your valuation could create a ripple effect for generations to come. That's why I believe in creating your business on a rock solid foundation instead of the shifting sand, instead of I'm going to call it this today and it's going to change into this tomorrow and it's going to be this color today and it's going to be this color tomorrow and I'm going to say and speak this way today and tomorrow I'll try out this new language. If you do that and you allow the wind or the society or the secular mindset to dictate what it is that you are serving out from here every single day, you too are going to feel a little nutty. You're going to feel incongruent because you are then shaping yourself to the way of the world versus shaping yourself to your truest identity, your truest being. I had somebody come to me recently and they were talking about how hard it is for them to understand and wrap their head around tech, specifically social media. I mean, who hasn't felt that one day at a time, right? It's knowing that you do not have to be an expert in every single thing that you do. You do need to be an expert in your brand. You do need to be an expert in your visual and verbal identity. You do need to be an expert on how are you serving that valuation exchange for people, right? And so all of this comes into branding. And so what I told her, I said, hey, if it's this hard, if it's actually inspiring you to quit, then we need to shift focus on what it is that you're focused on. Yes, your outside representation is so critical, but maybe if you hone in on this why, and I say maybe with confidence that it is clear that this should be her step, but I like to encourage people to make the choice themselves. So I'm just giving a what if what you're created to do isn't focus on the social media, isn't to focus on the exact phraseology or the way that you have to post on every single platform. What if you know the why? You are the root, and somebody else through delegation gets to do those other pieces. Branding isn't necessarily a you, me, you job every single day. People can come and help you with that. My team is critical for that to happen because I can't possibly be in all the places that I am. And yet I am because of them. And so I'm so grateful for that. But you have to learn to delegate a portion after understanding this core of who you are. Rooted entrepreneur, right? That's what CORE stands for, a community of rooted entrepreneurs. If we're rooted in the valuation of our identity vertically, horizontally serving becomes a gift. It becomes easy to serve. It becomes clear for other people to receive. So I started at the beginning with the cross or the Jesus fish or the Bible, the rosary, right? You can think through, just as I say that, perhaps different denominations of Christianity. Perhaps as each new visual exposure or new brand logo, if you will. Can you logo Christianity? I think you can, hence the Jesus fish. But does that cause confusion to people? The fish, because we're taught to teach a man to fish. There's root understanding, but if people from the outside looking in don't understand that, it's hard for them to grasp hold of the truth. So in verbal understanding of messaging, the way, the truth, the life, perhaps the trilogy, right? It's the understanding of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The trilogy, that's hilarious. The Trinity, that's awesome. Trilogy is a series. Jesus, forgive me. The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? It's these understandings that this messaging can get convoluted. Even my phraseology can get convoluted. The word kingdom activator, kingdom entrepreneur, these things are used often. I hashtag them in and of itself, but I've had people specifically say that when you say kingdom, this is how I feel. So my root why might be this, but what's being received from the outside world is also very critical. So there's always two parts. The why is fundamentally critical because you're the one looking at yourself at the end of the mirror, the end of the day. And then also, how is that messaging being received? So as a Christian entrepreneur or a Christian business coach, I'm very mindful of the fact of how I present the word. I'm also very mindful, in fact, of how I present myself because I am, in fact, a representation of my belief system, and my belief system is, in fact, a representation of my Father. And so everywhere you go, realize that there are arms and finger wings and all of this stuff that is going to all these different people. And you want to make sure that the core, that root, is healthy and well. So that when somebody comes to the vine with the fruit that you're presenting them with, which is ultimately your brand, Chick-fil-A, when they serve up that really good chicken biscuit, the church, when they serve up that really amazing community, communion, pulpit message, worship experience, Nike, when they give out the shoe, hopefully two together. Mac, when I get my MacBook, right? This is really good, but it all comes back to a why, and it comes back to a vision, and it comes back to a God dream that He gifts the one. You are the one, my friend. Don't let other people dictate what He has given you as a gift, as a treasure, and allow yourself to freely evolve into who He's called you to be without limitation of what the world might say about a color palette. His promises reign true forever. Y'all know what to do. Subscribe, like, review, share. I appreciate you so much.
The most powerful thing you can do to unlock your greatness and step into your next level of abundance is to get in the room with others who have been where you want to be and perhaps are going where you want to go. But oftentimes we can put ourselves in the wrong room based on exterior vantage points. What they wear, where they go, what they do. When we know in our heart of hearts that we should be following people, standing along people who are aligned in true wealth. Stop feeling alone in the journey of growth as a business leader and an entrepreneur who loves God. Stop struggling to find the right answer when it's already been written. Stop giving up on the desires of your heart when God placed them there with intention. Stop standing in this lack mentality when your prosperity is critical for all of us in the kingdom. Come, find a seat at the table at the most impactful faith-driven business conference you will ever experience. Alongside ministry-driven marketplace leaders, you will evolve, unlock, and activate your next level. That just sounded like a video game. This is not the meta, okay? This is your IRL, your in real life chance to be in the room with some of the greatest kingdom entrepreneurs of our time. Founders, innovators, trailblazers who are God-centered are coming together to grow their business for God's sake. And that's an inside-out job. You will leave this three-day intensive with action plans, new income strategies, fresh mentalities towards business and life integration, and a sense of freedom that will have others magnetized to what you are selling by the way you freshly and uniquely serve. It's happening on November 4th through the 6th, 2022 in Nashville, Tennessee, with a highlight VIP event on November 3rd. There are seats at the table for you, but they will go fast. It's a limited reservation, so get your tickets now at growforgod.com. Again, that's growforgod.com. I cannot wait to hug your neck. I cannot wait to see you there in person. I cannot wait for this energetic room to just light up the world, because that's what we're going to do when we leave this conference. But you got to be in the room. IRL, let's go. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you might even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Faith team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way.